This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you, top of the hour. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios, minus Greg. Greg's on assignment today. But we're here. We got Noel, other side of the glass, and we got you, and some fog outside, so be careful if you're around. And good morning, Georgia, to all the folks in Conley. Now, a lot of people may not know where Conley is, but if you're down around the airport down at areas, you know, I know Noel knows where Conley is because it's kind of like Ellenwood. It's kind of right down in that area, right? Right down in kind of a little bit Clayton County, a little bit DeKalb, right in that little corner right there, right? You know?
Oh, it's another one of those areas, huh?
Yeah, Conley. So
that means I probably driven all the way through.
Not even know. But it's right there. It's right there. You have to look for it, but it is there. So shout out to the people down that way. And shout out to everybody who, people who have to be out and working in this. In this fog that we experience around the area, be careful if you have to get out and drive around. Get out, be safe. If you're traveling around this morning, pack your patience a little bit. Maybe some delays with the weather the way it is on this weekend. Glad you're with us. And we can think warm thoughts, though, can't we? We can think warm thoughts because we know that the seasons are changing. The football is all done. The basketball is headed to the final month for the college basketball season before they head for tournament time and March Madness. And could baseball be much further behind? Not much further, because spring training has started, folks. Pitchers and catchers showed up this week, but a whole lot more showed up. The Braves spring training down in Florida. And joining us down the waitfor.com hotline, always great to catch up with Grant McCauley. He is our guy who has his eye on all things Major League Baseball, especially the Braves, and he joins us now. Grant, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Great to hear from you down that way. Hope your weather's a little bit better than what we got back here, man.
It's not bad down here, I'll say that. It's a little warmer than I expected. I was kind of joking a couple of days ago. It seemed like we were digging ourselves out of a little bit of snow up there in the Atlanta area, and now I'm down here and it's pushing 80 degrees, which let me just preface this by saying I'm not complaining. It's just a little bit different than it was.
Don't complain about that. You got the nice stuff down there.
I got the sunscreen on. We're ready to go.
All right. You've been there for a few days. The team, the pitchers and catchers showed up earlier in the week, along with a lot of the position players as well. What's the vibe you're feeling down there right now?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, really great vibe. And I think, if anything, and Braves fans who, you know, lived through 2024 the same way this club did, just wanted to see everyone come in and be healthy. And that's been kind of the big, you know, first, I think, impression of camp, is that this is a special group when healthy. And now they actually have a chance to go out there and do that again this year. Whereas 2024 seemed to be one thing after another, all the way through their brief stint in the playoffs, which was kind of a miracle they were even able to get there and check into that guest book. But, you know, you've got Ronald Acuña Jr., who's talking about feeling 90, 95% ready to continue his work. We just got done talking to Spencer Strider, who is planning to pitch in spring training games and, you know, get back as soon as he can this year. Mindful, obviously, with a second major elbow surgery, but you can feel the optimism there. And when you talk to the veterans, the Chris Sales, the Austin Rileys, the Matt Olsons and the like, everybody recognizes that, hey, we don't have to come out here and say, hey, World Series are bust. We know the belief that we have in this club, and we know what we're capable of doing. We got to go out there and do it. So I think there's a renewed optimism that typically comes with spring training, but maybe a little bit more so for this Braves team this year, considering what they went through a year ago.
Great to be talking with Grant McCauley this morning, a host of From the Diamond here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and he is social. You can always find him at Grant McCauley, all lowercase, at Grant McCauley, for the latest with the Braves. Ronald Acuña Jr. said, we got the best outfield in baseball.
Yeah.
People say, maybe you want to tap the brakes on that, but thoughts about what the potential of the outfield this year?
I mean, I don't think he's wrong. You start to look around and figure it out. You know, maybe in these great outfields, you've got a couple of guys that you feel really solid about. Maybe one of them's an MVP candidate. Who knows? But that's really what the Braves have, is, I think, a dynamic outfield with a MVP candidate who's on the mend, who feels like, and let's just talk about that for a moment with Ronald, he feels like he's so much more stable. His words, with his knee and everything he's doing on this ACL surgery, than he was in the first one. And obviously he's able to kind of draw from that experience to inform him on how to rehab and where he is and how hard to push it and all of those things. But I do feel like he's ahead of where he was a couple of years ago. So you put the MVP candidate there, you're going to get him back at some point. You know what kind of player he's capable of being. In center field, I've said this for a couple of years now, but I'll go on record again. I think it could just be the breakout season for Michael Harris II. He's one of the best center fielders in baseball, bar none. Defensively, he raises the bar, and I think there's another level for him at the plate that's going to come with experience and come with, you know, the just – continued hard work that he's put in over his young career. And then you add an all-star left fielder in Jurickson Profar. So you start to look at all of it. You got a switch hitting left fielder who can bat anywhere in the lineup, who was, again, an all-star a year ago, once the top prospect in all of baseball for a number of years, a great dynamic gold glove style center fielder, and an MVP in right field. So when I put it all together, Sam, it sounds like to me the makings of perhaps the best outfield in baseball. So I'm not going to throw a flag on what Ronald Acuña Jr. said. I think it's pretty spot on. They just got to go out there and do it. And that's what Jurickson Profar was saying as well. Yeah, the capability's there. Now we got to go out there and do it. But that might kind of be the story of the entire 2025 Braves team. They know what they can be. Now it's about going out there and proving it.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time with Grant McCauley. He is there with Braves spring training. And we used to talk about this outfield, and we talk about their potential offensively. But also, to me, defense is the biggest part of this, and that's what gives the confidence to your pitching staff. And that's what we want to get to now. This starting rotation is still taking shape. Who do you think our four to five people may be when these guys break camp and have to start the season? We know Strider won't be able to be among them, or will he?
Not for opening day, but, I mean, he is obviously eyeing, you know, getting back as soon as he can. So you look at three spots that I think you feel very confident about in Chris Sale, the National League Cy Young Award winner, the All-Star Reynaldo Lopez, who I've had a chance to speak to as well, and Spencer Schwellenbach, who I talked to this morning. All of these guys, you know, give you that, I think, great basis for this rotation, awaiting Spencer Strider to become the fourth. It gets interesting after that, but I think that there may be a little bit more quality and quantity than people are realizing. Ian Anderson could be quite a redemption story if he's able to take that fifth spot. He is out of options, so the Braves have to make a choice. They can't send him to the minor leagues again. Either he breaks camp with the team and gets that opportunity, or it might be his swan song in a Braves uniform. But Bryce Elder, an all-star a couple of years ago, has been through a lot. He's still in that picture, but you've got some young guns that I would keep an eye on, whether it's A.J. Smith-Shawver or Hurston Waldrop. You know, these are the makings of what will be that fourth and fifth spot in the early going. And then you get Strider back, and the Braves, I know they had a lot of moving parts in the rotation a year ago. They didn't have Spencer Strider, and their rotation had the best ERA in baseball. They don't have Max Fried. They don't have Charlie Morton. And I think those losses are going to be, you know, felt both in the clubhouse and obviously on the mound. But they have, I feel like, the requisite staff that you need to feel confident about what they can do this year. It's all going to be predicated on health. There's really no two ways about that. We learned that lesson time and again last year. But from a personnel standpoint, I think the Braves feel strong about where they are. And we'll see if guys are able to go out there and post and Spencer Strider is able to come back and make an impact.
You talk about health, and I have to start with the guy that's behind the plate. I mean, my goodness, you know, Sean Murphy had his health issues last year. We know when he's healthy, what he's capable of doing, and one of the top-flight defensive catchers in baseball. And talk about him and who we might see. Will there be a competition for the backup spot there?
I think that of all the guys that we've talked to and talked about here in spring training in the early going, Sean Murphy's name has come up time and again as that one guy who really had kind of the lost season. I mean, he comes in, he does all the work to get ready, goes through all of spring training, and then in the sixth inning of opening day, strains his oblique, misses 2 months. I mean, Sean himself said, I just felt like my swing was just never quite right. And it wasn't a health thing, it was a mechanical thing. But when you hit pause in the middle of a baseball season for 2 months, I don't care who you are, there are going to be some challenges that come with that. And I think Sean was feeling that a lot. And he is a rhythm player. And he's a workhorse style catcher. He's somebody that wants to be behind the plate. And that was the plan a year ago. Brian Snitker and Alex Anthopoulos both made no secret about, hey, we want Sean Murphy to catch 125, 130 games. Do the math. Travis d'Arnaud played a lot more than 35 or 40 games a year ago. So that plan changing was one of the many hurdles for the Braves, but nobody felt it more than Sean Murphy did. So I think he feels, again, like the new opportunities out there in front of him. He's healthy. He's ready to go put in the work. And the Braves are going to be relying on him to help lead this staff, because no Travis d'Arnaud is another absence that Atlanta's going to have to kind of recognize and work through. As far as the backup is concerned, I think Chadwick Tromp has the inside track on that job. But a lot of eyes are going to be on Drake Baldwin, the Braves' number one position player prospect, their young catcher. He was in the Futures game last year. He had a very good showing in international ball over the course of the winter. So if he's able to make an impression in spring training, maybe we see him at some point in 2025, though I will stipulate, if we see a lot of Drake Baldwin behind the plate this year, something's gone wrong. And we don't want that to be the case, because you need a healthy Sean Murphy.
He is the host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us. Grant, before I let you go, anybody else we should listen out for? Maybe someone who's been an invitee to the big league camp, just to see what he can do. Someone that may be there with some big league experience and can show themselves this spring and end up on this opening day roster.
Well, actually, I need to kind of clear up an oversight. We're talking about the starting rotation. Grant Holmes is a guy that we saw last year who really served in a variety of roles. He came up as kind of a long reliever, spot starter, and by the time the season had wound up, he had really made an impression, and they're going to give him that opportunity to start as well. So when you do think about that starting four, without Spencer Strider, I think Grant Holmes has really got, and again, to use that term, the inside track on one of those jobs. Then the Ian Andersons, A.J. Smith-Shawvers, Hurston Waldrops, Bryce Elders, whoever it may be, you're going to use them all. I do feel like that. You go through this depth over the course of the year. So keeping an eye on all of those starting candidates to see who really pops this spring training is going to be big. One of the guys that I did see in camp, though, from a non-roster invite side of things is Chasen Shreve. He came up with the Braves in 2014. He's a lefty with 11 years in the big leagues. He would be a guy that, as you look to round out this bullpen, maybe could factor in to their math with no A.J. Minter, with no Joe Jimenez. That's going to be an adjustment for the Braves as well. Yes, you have Dylan Lee. Yes, you have Aaron Bummer, but I don't think you can have too many good lefty relievers. Angel Perdomo is another guy to keep an eye on. Big strikeout numbers with Pittsburgh. Rehab from Tommy John last year. Braves have got to make a decision on him in camp this year. And Daisbell Hernandez, the Braves have had him up the last couple of years. Could he be somebody that really just takes a huge step forward in this bullpen? That would go a long way for the Braves, especially with Jimenez out for what could be the majority of 2025. So lots of names, maybe not a whole lot of open spots, but the pitching staff, it'll have to come into focus, and we're going to see what happens with games starting, what, a week from today. As far as Grapefruit League action is concerned, it's right around the corner.
And you can spoil those 80-degree temperatures in the sun down there, Grant.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I'm going to have to trade those in for, I'm assuming, some cooler weather when I come back north to Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, it's a little bit cooler up here, but great stuff down that way. Sounds like a great start to spring training. We can't wait. It's going to be a big season, all-star game coming to town, but we want to see the Braves in first place as well, man. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Sam. I always appreciate it. Great talking to you.
All right. He's the host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us. And once again, if you want to follow him, he is social. Follow him at Grant McCauley, all lowercase.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.